Thank you very much, and welcome everyone. As usual, the Agora support crew is here with me. I'd like to go over financial highlights first. As you will see, healthier financial performance of the group reflects a cost optimization program implemented last year, as well as revenue enhancement ideas, including in particular, I would like to mention the success of dual pricing offer of Gazeta, which allowed to offset partially circulation revenue decline. It is also important to keep in mind that last year's results included both costs and revenues of Nowy Dzień shutdown at the end of February. With that in mind, the revenues of the group were 303 million and grew almost 3%. Advertising revenues were 184 million and they were 11% up. Revenues from copy sales were 51 million, 11% down, and I'll give some detail on this later. And book collections added 47 million, that's down year on year 9%. Total operating cost was 284 million, down by 8 million, which is nearly 3%. Staff costs, including non-cash incentive comp, was down by 2.2 million. The incentive comp non-cash expense declined by 7.5 million. The group's headcount at the end of first quarter was 3,403 employees and declined by 85 FTEs compared to the fourth quarter and 279 FTEs year on year. Due to the adopted schedule of the group layoffs, September 2006 through March 2007, further cost savings on headcount will be reflected in the forthcoming quarters of 2007. Total marketing and promotion expense declined to 50 million, of which 42.7 million went for the newspaper segment. This was 3.6 million less than last year. The decline is by and large due to the closure of Nowy Dzień, the marketing cost of which was 8 million in the first quarter of 2006. As well as 4 million lower cost of books, of promotion of book collections. The increase of Gazeta's promotional expense in the first quarter is the result of selling DVDs attached to the newspaper. Operating expense of those activities is offset by an increase in revenues from Gazeta's paid circulation. Cost of materials was up 1.5%. This is a result of higher circulation of Gazeta. Operating EBITDA, which is EBITDA before non-cash expense for incentive plans, was 47.5 million, margin 16%. Booked EBIT was 18.8 million, excluding non-cash incentive compensation, 28.7 million. Operating cash flow, 50 million. Free cash flow, 38 million. Now, as to what went on in the advertising market. Advertising spending in the first quarter grew 10%. As expected, television was the greatest beneficiary of higher spending and grew by 13%. That is by 0.7 of a billion. This was this reflected several factors: 10% rate increase in TV, growth of its advertising volume, plus the fact that the launch of a new mobile telecom operator was supported mainly by TV advertising. 75% of budgets, or 15 million, went to TV. Ad spend in dailies grew a notch over 2%. This was due to a 10% decline in ad spend for national dailies in March, reflecting a combination of factors: weaker performance of automotive, finance, telecom, and retail categories. The decline in the market was largely driven by Springer's Fact, which lost about a fourth of its ad sales in the entire first quarter of 2007. Magazines and radio grew by 5%, outdoor by 6%, and internet was the fastest growing medium, up 55%. Based on what you see in the first quarter, we maintain our 10% rate of growth estimate for the entire market in the 2007. There are really no indications here of a need to change any of our estimates. Now I'm going to move to our businesses and go over segment performance. In the newspaper market, starting with Gazeta, excellent market results. A year after the debut of Springer's Daily, readership and circulation data of newspapers give a solid ground for an assessment of the current makeup of the newspaper market and its future development. In the first quarter, Gazeta was the single title among large national newspapers to increase paid circulation. Its paid circulation was up 13.5% year on year and reached 474,000. Gazeta sold 100,000 copies more than the combined circulation of Dziennik and the quality daily Rzeczpospolita. Dziennik alone sold 214,000 copies. The remaining national titles suffered. Rzeczpospolita's paid circulation declined by 10%, Fact by 3%, and Super Express by 5%. Local dailies decreased copy sales by 65,000, of which Passauer lost 20,000 and Mekom, or former Orkla, by 29,000. Overall, in the period of May 2006 to March 2007, which is the period after the entry of Dziennik, total circulation of all newspapers grew by merely 90,000 copies. That's excluding Nowy Dzień, which was a bit of an ephemeral phenomenon. Gazeta continued to be the most widely read newspaper in Poland in January and February. We don't have March data yet. Its weekly readership reach was 19.8%, that means 6 million readers, while that of Dziennik was 8.1%, which translates into 2.4 million readers. Incidentally, readership of Metro climbed to 2.4 million readers, to nearly 8%. In the first quarter, Gazeta strengthened its market advertising market position. Its share grew by 4 points over fourth quarter of last year to 43%, and that is a growth of 0.5 point year on year. Dziennik had 4% share, and that was flat over fourth quarter, while Fact decreased by 2 points to 6% year on year. Metro recorded a dynamic growth of revenues over 50%, and it increased its market share to 2.5%. Trailing Dziennik by only 1.5 points. In total, the combined share of Gazeta and Metro in the overall newspaper ad spend was 45.5% and grew by over 4.5 percentage points over the fourth quarter, while the combined share of Springer's Fact and Dziennik was 10% and remained flat versus fourth quarter. Gazeta's financials improved significantly. Despite a lower copy price of Gazeta than in the first quarter of last year, on the average by 34%, and introduction of kiosk subscription offer at the lower price as well, revenues from Gazeta's paid circulation were down only 900,000 zloty in the first quarter of 2007. Such a small decline is attributable to two factors. On the one hand, we had dynamic growth of copy sales. On the other, very effective functioning of a marketing strategy based on differentiating Gazeta's cover price with a DVD attached, the dual pricing strategy we discussed on many previous occasions. Gazeta's advertising revenues grew by about 2% to 115 million. Operating EBITDA of the segment improved significantly, was 40 million, and margin grew to 17%. If we look forward, we are extremely pleased with Gazeta's market results, especially strong readership and circulation data and how they translate into advertising market performance. We'll continue to maintain both editorial and market quality of the newspaper going forward. A lot of new ideas in the pipeline. Important thing I wanted to mention here. Gazeta's circulation level is extremely healthy, and as it has continued to grow for a number of months now. Please note that the double-digit increases every month are not possible to continue because there are base effects in the last year. What we are watching for and what matters to us is not only overall circulation level of Gazeta, its paid circulation in the absolute terms, but very importantly, the distance between Gazeta and its competitors. That is the clue, the key to high improved profitability of the newspaper. Okay, Metro, as you know, Metro's major competitor, Swedish Metropol, left the Polish market in January. In the period of January-February, Metro had 1.4 million readers. This is daily readership. Ahead of Dziennik and Rzeczpospolita, newspaper posted a dynamic growth of ad revenues and increased ad market share to 2.5%. We are comfortably on track to reaching our goal of breaking even and reaching profitability next year in 2008. Books. Collections. In the first quarter, book collections added 47 million in revenues, which was 21 million more than in the fourth quarter of last year. Operating profit of the business was 7 million. In this period, we had 7 series and 4 one-off projects, and in total sold 3 million books and books with CDs and DVDs. We also, as we mentioned to you on a previous occasions, we have introduced a new sales strategy which allowed us to optimize the startup costs of the new series, but at the same time increased decreased marketing expense. AMS, a very good quarter. Revenues were 34.5 million, up 24%. Market share grew to 29%. Operating EBITDA stood at 5 million, operating EBITDA margin over 15%. This reflects changes in panel portfolio. Maintenance cost of premium panels, of course, is higher than that of standard boards. Magazines, again, a successful quarter. Advertising revenue was up 19%. There was a slight decline in copy sales due to the closure of an automotive magazine last year, and very healthy financial performance. Operating EBITDA was up by 3.4 million. Operating EBITDA margin was 16%. Also, progress in radio stations. Ad sales grew by 7% to 14.5 million. Operating cost was down 9.5%, of which staff costs was down 7.8% and promotional expenses lower by nearly 45%. The decline in staff cost reflects reforms of our sales strategy conducted last year. Our new brand, Rock CFM, delivered high growth of revenues. The stations were up 51% year on year. We also had excellent audience results of our news station, Talk FM. Total audience grew to 6.1% in Warsaw, 3.5% in the entire country in the markets in which we are present. And clearly, this is now a leading opinion-making radio station in Poland. By the same token, revenues of the station grew by 42%. On the internet front, in February, the reach of our portal among Polish internet users was 39%. The number of users grew 19% year on year, the number of page views by 20%. In the first quarter, advertising sales, excluding sale of classifieds in our verticals, grew ahead of market rate 65%. Excuse me. In February, our relay state and recruitment services became number one offers of this kind in the Polish internet. In other words, we became the market leaders, and Gazeta Wyborcza PL is Poland's largest newspaper online service. We continued to expand the reach. New homepage of Gazeta PL. We have more multimedia audiovisual content, new weather, new sports and fashion services, new entertainment and gossip services. And we kept also improving functionalities of existing services. All in all, to summarize, we have made, I think, an important, credible step in meeting our objective of improving profitability through both improved cost management and revenue enhancement in the first quarter. We also continue, I should mention this, continue seeking new on and offline revenue engines. And as I mentioned again on the previous occasion, we have a lot of projects in the pipeline. And these projects, as they turn promising, will entail additional investments. I can't size them up right now. I think, would be for the starters, and I am Pat, I'm prepared to take questions now.